This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. During the Palin for President campaign, there was a popular Republican refrain. It was, drill, baby, drill. The call for domestic oil and gas drilling hasn't really subsided much, and while there hasn't been tremendous growth in drilling itself, there has been an exponential expansion of drillers seeking out and purchasing lease agreements to land rights. That says much more drilling may occur in the future, and Washtenaw County is a target. Scio Township is one of the areas in which an exploration and drilling company has targeted. West Bay Exploration has recently gobbled up leasing rights for nearly 600 more acres of land in the township, and suffice it to say, not everyone is happy about it. Among the discontented is Laura Robinson. Laura is president for the grassroots group Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. Good morning to you, and thank you for being here.
Thanks, David. I'm glad to be here.
What about Scio Township and Washtenaw County, and much of Southeast Michigan for that matter, is so attractive to oil and gas exploration companies?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, Scio Township and Washtenaw County and this whole part of Southeast Michigan lies in really a band, an anticline, an area where there are oil and gas deposits located in glacial deposits that have been there for, you know, a very, very long time. And these are found through seismic testing when companies go around and try and determine whether there is oil and gas located in a particular section of that anticline. These are basically ancient glaciers and glacial reefs, and they're trying to find the edges of those reefs. And so what they are doing is they go around testing and doing exploratory wells, is trying to find out where is it that the oil and gas ends and where it begins. And when you look at, to sort of take a view from high above and then look at the area, you can see bands of oil and gas wells coming up through from the south and above Washtenaw County, western Washtenaw County, as well as eastern Washtenaw County. I'm sorry. And Scio is kind of right in the middle. Right now, there's kind of a blank area around Ann Arbor, Scio, and that region. And part of that is because it's been only really recently that oil companies have decided to come in closer to residential areas where there are homes. And that's changing, needless to say.
Now, right now, there's not many, if any, actual oil extraction wells underway, correct? It's all exploratory at this point.
Well, there are many producing wells, actually, in, for example, Saline Township, which is in Washtenaw County, and there are numerous leases that have been signed in western Washtenaw County. And
but I meant in Scio Township.
Scio Township, there are no producing wells. There is a well, exploratory well, that came up dry, yes.
But the fact that they already exist in Washtenaw County says it could happen. It could really change the landscape of what we look like, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It really does. What happens is when you get an oil well, there's often the belief that, oh, what's the big deal? You know, it's one well. It's, you know, you drill for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. It's noisy. It's annoying. It bothers everyone. And then it goes away and you get a pump jack and whatever. But the reality is that when you find oil, it's very easy and very quick to develop an entire oil field. And what that encompasses is really the industrialization of an area that previously was not industrialized. And so you get things, tanker trucks, you get, you know, thousands of gallons of water coming in, you get gallons of oil going out, you get exhaust, diesel, generators, you get, you know, noise, you get all of these things, air pollution, you know, all of this happens to an area.
So well beyond what might be happening in the ground.
Absolutely well beyond, yes. Storage facilities, all of that kind of stuff. And right now in Scio, we just had a whole bunch of new leases recorded, close to 600. It over than doubled what was previously recorded. That's enough. Right now, there's enough land in Scio that's leased for 20 oil wells. That's an oil field.
Doesn't that say that a large part of your community doesn't feel the way that you do?
Well, you know, that's an argument that the oil companies make. However, what that does not take into account is a lot of the stories that are sort of on the street and that we hear from people who say that they have felt very pressured from the landmen, who feel coerced, who don't understand that what they are signing away is property rights for a very long time, and that they don't understand all the ramifications of what they are signing away. There are certainly some people who are interested in that, but there are people who are uninformed or, again, have felt targeted.
I mean, do we have affidavits to that effect, or is that anecdotal?
It's anecdotal. I have to say that it's hearsay. I think people would feel very concerned to put their names out there publicly, but by hearsay, there is certainly much word on the street about how landmen come to your house over and over and over and over again, week after week after week after week, come up to your door, and they know your schedules and this kind of thing, and they are persistent.
We will most certainly offer West Bay the opportunity to come on and address those issues, but I can almost say with certainty that they're going to say that is not the case. They'll also tell you that their environmental safety record is beyond reproach and that even the State Department of Environmental Quality takes some of their standards and applies them in the permitting process because it is so safe. So how do you respond when you're saying there are real environmental concerns here and they're saying, no, our record shows there is not?
Right, exactly. I think that certainly is their policy line. And in fact, however, there are over 700 documented instances of groundwater and soil contamination in the state of Michigan due to oil and gas spills. And that study was about 10 years ago. There continue to be more of the same going on today. And that's something that the oil companies do not like to put out there as a fact, for sure.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment continues with our guest, Laura Robinson. Laura is president of the Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. One of the things that is both fascinating and perplexing to me is that coming from the township as you do not have the same rights as a city does. So one of the issues on why this is happening in townships throughout Washtenaw County and throughout southeast Michigan and across the state is the fact that the manner in which state law is written will not allow you to prevent this.
That's exactly right. Cities and villages, incorporated cities and villages, have the right to zone for and, in fact, prohibit oil and gas within their city limits. Townships, through the Michigan Zoning Enabling Act, are expressly prevented from doing any kind of regulation or zoning of oil and gas in terms of drilling and wells. And so the fact of that means that oil and gas companies can come into townships and do whatever they would like to do as long as they're on leased land or compulsory pooled land, which is land that people are forced to give up to participate in these projects, even though they are not willing to do so and aren't choosing to do so.
There are areas in your township, in my community, there are areas where you can't even plant certain kinds of fauna and flora, and you can't put up a fence, but drillers can come in and take it?
Absolutely. The only restrictions on oil and gas are that in townships the size of SIO, so in townships under 70,000, they have to be 300 feet away from a residence and from a residential water well. That's not a property line. That is the foundation of a residence. In townships above 70,000, that number is 450. Otherwise, they're free to go wherever they want. There are no setbacks from water. The only setbacks from water are on state land, DNR leases. There's often confusion about that, and people think that that applies to private land, but it does not. And so there are no setbacks from water. The only setbacks are those that I just mentioned. And so townships, you know, this for us, we think of this as a planning issue. You know, townships are set up.
And now you're working together.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a situation where, you know, townships are built and the state is built on the ability of townships to plan in an orderly fashion for how they want to develop. You know, what kind of township do they want to be? Where do they want their industrial area to be? Where do they want their recreational area to be? Where do they want their homes to be? And oil and gas comes in and upsets the apple cart in every possible way. And they say, well, we would like to be over here in the residential area and the outdoor recreational area and the open space preserved area. And they may not even go in the industrial area. And so, you know, that seems, you know, not quite right.
So how are the townships in our area moving forward, progressing and working as a collective to advance the issue and take back or at least attempt to take back some local control?
Yeah, it's a really important thing. So we've been working really at the grassroots level, talking with citizens in multiple townships who are going to their township boards. And we are also speaking to township boards and giving community presentations and informing people of what the law is and what they can and can't do under the law. There's tremendous concern in Washtenaw County right now. There's great concern in Superior, where there are landmen going around soliciting mineral rights at this point. The community is very, very concerned. Dexter, the city of Dexter, recently enacted a moratorium after we had worked with them and given them a lot of information about this process. So I think people are really coming together to say, okay, we need to look at this at the state level. You know, they're contacting state legislators. They are pushing for local control and local control for everyone. You know, this is not just an issue for people in highly dense residential areas like cities, you know, or areas that are like cities. But really, this applies to everyone. There are different areas of townships that people might want to protect.
There is very active representation in Lansing from Washtenaw County. And how closely are you working with those representatives and our state senator to move forward the issues you feel important?
We're working very closely, actually. And so, you know, I've certainly met with Senator Hune, who is our representative, and as well as Senator Warren, who represents a number of the listeners here as well. And she used to be our senator as well. We had redistricting that went on. And we also are working very closely with our representatives. And we are also working with many, many others in Lansing as well. I recently met with the Michigan Townships Association, and we've taken our paper, our position paper that we recently wrote around, and are working with different groups and with different people on all sides of the aisle, because this issue really is something that is important, I think, to Republicans and Democrats. It affects everyone.
If your position paper were to be accepted as written and drafted into legislation, what would it accomplish? What would be the final result?
Well, what it would do is it would not give townships the exact same rights as cities and villages, because that would allow them to prohibit fully oil and gas. That's not something that I think is feasible, in the sense that then what you're saying is you're banning the entire oil and gas industry in the state of Michigan, which is not something that I think is a feasible alternative at this time, to ban the whole industry. So what it does is it says that there is control for the surface location for townships. So in other words, townships are able to use their planning and zoning authority to create areas in where they would like oil and gas to go, and that oil and gas can access, you know, the reserves through directional drilling, or, you know, they may have some areas where they may not be able to access as easily, and that's part of the process. It's an opt-out thing. There may be townships that are not interested in protecting certain areas, you know, and some might want to protect a river and not care about their homes. It's a flexible kind of plan. It also calls for setbacks from surface water, because I think that water is a really crucial piece of this. I think that also crosses party lines. I think all of us want our kids and our families to be able to have water that is clean and safe to drink and not have any concerns about that.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Issues of the Environment, and I'm David Fair. And once again, we're talking with the president of Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. Laura Robinson, as you well know, no position paper is going to be drafted into legislation as it is. So where are the areas where perhaps you're willing to compromise further in order to get something more meaningful done?
Right. You're absolutely right. This is a paper that offers suggestions based on our experience in, you know, working on different aspects of the bills that have come forth so far. Last fall, the Senate bills and now the House bills, and being very intimately involved in this process. And, you know, This is a start. You know, this is a start to conversations with all the different individuals and groups that are involved in this process to come up with a way that is really going to make sense. I think it is time for some comprehensive legislation that works for all people in the state of Michigan, not for something that's rushed and that is only helping a small number of people.
I think through the course of our conversation, we've shown that there has been movement and progress made,
yes,
and that people are becoming more aware and more educated on the issues. So, accepting that there's been movement, where do you expect that progress to land you by the end of the year?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think that certainly there will be more legislation put forward. You know, there are currently two House bills that are in the Energy Committee right now, and it's hard to know sort of what their fate will be. But I am confident that there is other legislation that is going to be coming out. You know, this is a big issue. It's a really important issue to a lot of people, and it's being very actively worked on. So what that looks like, you know, I can't say exactly, but certain areas that are being considered are things like local control, setbacks, things like that. And all of those are really important things that we need to look at.
Well, it sounds as though we're going to have occasion to talk again in the future as this progresses, because as much work has been done, as long as this effort has been underway, you're really almost at the starting line now.
Yes, that's for sure. It's a long process, and it's been a lot of work, and it's really important work, because I think that, you know, this is something that happens to the citizens of Michigan, and even if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen. I think none of us around here would have any idea that we'd all realize suddenly that landmen were calling us, asking us to sell our mineral rights, and that our neighbors might be doing so, and that we would be going to township meetings. So there's a lot of, I think, citizen involvement and citizen awareness that is growing, and it is the start, I think, of a large movement of people being informed and wanting to make change.
And if for those interested in finding out more information about the efforts underway and where everything stands, where would you direct them?
Well, a couple places. We are on Facebook, and we are also have a website, Citizens for Oil Free or oilfreebackyards.org. On Facebook, we're Citizens for Oil Free Backyards, but on the web, we're oilfreebackyards.org. We also, there you can sign up for our email list, where you can receive our emails that we send out on a regular basis. And we actually are also going to be having pretty soon a meeting in Superior Township in the next couple of weeks to address the issues that are going on there as well. So we'll have signs up sort of around the community and in cafes and announcing that as well. So keep an eye out if you're in that area.
Thank you very much. That is Laura Robinson. I do appreciate you stopping by today.
Thanks so much, David. Really appreciate it.
Laura Robinson is the president of Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. And again, for more information on their efforts, go to oilfreebackyards.org. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us next Wednesday for another edition of Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health and is heard only on 89.1 WEMU.